This weekend, we would normally see road closures and thousands of entrants pounding the pavement in Burnie, Jess.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Burnie 10 won't look as it has done in past years, but it is still going ahead.
Event organiser Rick Ferguson, good morning.
Hey, Lou, Jess, how are you going?
Good. How will it look? It's going virtual but physical at the same time, so we're blending the best of both worlds.
There'll probably be a few people in Burnie still pounding the pavement. Maybe not the thousands that we normally have this weekend, but there'll still be plenty of people sort of pounding the pavement. We've got a course actually set up. We'll have a course set up for the weekend, for Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, anyone that... that'll incorporate the coastal pathway between Cooey and Emu Bay Bridge. And just for full details, you can go to our Facebook page to view how that works. But everyone can still enter, of course, the virtual race right up until Sunday night.
Fantastic. So talk us through it. If there's somebody listening this morning that goes, oh, yes, I want to do the Burnie 10 this year, what's the first step? What happens?
Well, they just go to the website, the www.burnie10.com.au, and just register as normal and just pick a time and place convening with them. It can be anywhere in Tasmania. It can be anywhere in the world, actually. We've got a couple of New Zealanders doing it as well this year. So international interest, I guess you could say. So, you could just pick your time, pick your distance, whether it be a 5 or 10K, and complete the distance and just submit it back to our website.
That's easy. Sweet.
It's $10 this year, which is sort of, and then we'll mail out a post out your medallion. Hopefully next week,
maybe
the week after, depending how slow we are getting them out. So,
and then the post on top of that. Now, you were saying that people can register and enter right up till Sunday night to complete it this weekend.
That's right. I mean, in the spirit of the competition, we do ask people to do their distance, complete their distance on the Saturday or Sunday. So if you're quick enough, I guess you could register right up until 11 o'clock, 11:30 on Sunday night, and then head straight out and do it. But also, if you keep a track of your time, you could do the run on Saturday or Sunday, and then register after you complete. If you're happy with your time, you can enter then and sort of register and say they've got the detail. Look, you can use Strava, you can use Runkeeper. They're the two most popular apps to count for your distance and time, or you can just take it on your watch or just, stopwatch or however you want it. So if you're in Burnie, you've got a 10K course marked out. I said there'll be a pink dot at Cooey and a pink dot along what I call Bunning Straight, opposite the old and just start probably at whether you start at the Yacht Club or start at Burnie Surf Club and just do an out and back for those courses.
And I guess what's really interesting this year is because it's not on the road, you can probably incorporate the whole family.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there'll be plenty of people out there doing it over both days. Hopefully we get some good weather that's pretty benign, that's not too sunny and not too windy, but, the rain is fine. It's a little bit rainy today, but, hopefully get some good weather over the weekend and encourage people to get out there and get active.
Well, fabulous. Rick and Jess, when I did the Burnie 10, it actually rained. So I can contest that you can still run in the rain. That's normal. But the forecast is fine and sunny on Sunday.
Yeah,
so.
Sunday's
I've done
good.
I've done the Burnie 10. It's been four seasons in the one time. It's just sort of been rainy and sunny and blowy and terrible. This is I'm really looking forward to it this weekend myself personally. This will be my 20th Burnie 10. I've been stuck on 19 for the last decade because you can't really run if you're organising the event. So I'm looking forward to actually getting out there and posting a fairly pedestrian time, but just getting out there and enjoying herself.
No,
and
that's good.
I guess one of the major messages is, well, if you are a person behind the wheel of a car or out and about in a truck or whatever, watch out for our runners, regardless of whether they're on the footpath or not.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, not everyone. There's lots of coastal pathways along the northwest. There's Guthridge Gardens, there's the Victoria Parade in Devonport, there's Otto's Grail and the coastal pathway along at Ulverston there. So there's lots of good opportunities for people to stay away from the roads. But unfortunately, around Tasmania, around wherever you're going to do it, sometimes you do have to go on the road and just be careful. The onus is on the pedestrian, on the runner. Just you might be pushing for a certain time, but please just stay safe and just be wary of your surrounds.
That website for registrations again?
www.burnie10.com.au.
Rick Ferguson, thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Jez.